Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. It's always an honor to be with you, especially this time. Yeah, welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Business and Economic Segment is our favorite platform where we discuss about business matters. It's our favorite platform where we discuss about economic development, we discuss opportunities, we look at areas which need improvements, particularly on the ground of economic policies, we look at the analysis of domestic policies and also external policies, particularly those which are affecting our bread and butter. Yeah, Business and Economic Segment is also an area, or it's a discussion platform where we are bridging the gap between those who want to know economic matters and also those who know, in order for them to educate, for them to teach, for them also to make sure that they instill a different mindset among our people, particularly our business operators, young people with innovative mind. We look at academics, we look at leaders, and those who are economic drivers. And I greet you all of you, and we are going to go straight into it. We are going to look at what is on the table today, and how you can contribute to what is on the table, and wish all of you to make sure that you come closer to your radio, make sure that you adjust your seat, and continue listening to Business and Economic Segment. Yes, to our dear listeners, like what we are always saying, in every discussion that we are going to come up with, in every conversation that we are going to come up with, we make sure that, we encourage dear listeners to contribute to this conversation. We are going to open up the line so that you can contribute to every in-depth discussion that we are going to give. Yeah, because the aim is not only to give information. However, the aim is also for us to make sure that, we get various views. We get different views from different people. You may be an expert of the subject. You may be somebody who have more experience on the subject. We need your critique. We need your questions. We need your comment. And we need you to be present, particularly when it's coming to driving, economic agenda and economic development of the country, the region, and the continent at large. Yeah, and before we go to the topic for today, it's always good to make sure that for those of you who have smartphones, make sure that you follow our Eagle FM page on Facebook, you follow us on Instagram, you follow us on Twitter, you follow us on LinkedIn, and never forget to download your favorite e-paper. That is the Villager newspaper, your only e-paper that will bring you economic matters, which is always coming out on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And after a very short time, we are going to start with our presentation. We are going to start with our conversation, and we start with it.
Omutiha kutekirwa kaguna imatina omjo. Chikao shafathana na nongeshifa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongotisa mwene. Anangeshifa ya Namibia ombito ombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayakuro nirandithoma yoe yongeshifa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uka kombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimwepo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengera selma konora heta tuimwe. Datu heari hamano tano oniari. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build. Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anyway. And choose to replace worn-out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Yes, dear listeners, welcome back to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe. And we are going to continue with our discussion. The discussion for today is under the topic public presentation and effective communication in business. We are going to discuss about public speaking, public presentation, and effective communication in business. That is our point of departure for today, and that will be the discussion for the whole of the show. Now, in business, in personal life, and in politics, there is one commonality which make people to have edge, make people to outperform the best. That is the art of communication. That is the art of communication. And that is the center of a lot of business deals. It's the center of successful, salesperson. And it's the center of, success in most cases, because if somebody is able to effectively communicate, if somebody is able to get the message across, this is an individual who there is no corners of the world that is going to stop you. Now, the question somebody will ask, what is public presentation and what is public speaking? In simple term, public speaking is an art of communication between individuals or a group of people in order to get the message across. Simple as that. It's an art of communication is how an individual communicate the message, especially in public. Interestingly, it was indicated that the statistics indicated that 75% of individuals in the world, when they are given a platform to stand up and speak, they have different levels of anxieties about what they are going to speak. Individuals, when they are given platform, they have different kinds of anxieties to say, what am I going to say? Am I going to embarrass myself? Am I going to speak something wrong? Am I going to break this English? Am I going to do anything which is not, which is not accepted? That's why we say public speaking or effective communication and presentation is one of the things which a lot of people are scared of. However, is the only way to practically apply the ideas that you have, is the only way that an individual in business can be able to get clients, and an individual in business can be able to market himself to the stakeholders. An individual in business is able to kill that business presentation and get that tender if needs be. Yeah, that's why we are saying public speaking is something which has been respected for a very long time through history of civilization. When you look at, for example, from West to African civilization, communication have been, at the center of, development, particularly within men. Because when you look at when we take you back to history, one of the well-known philosophers by the name Aristotle have, have indicated that there is three elements in the rhetorics that define public speaking, which I'm not really going to go deep into them, which is logos, ethos, and pathos. The first thing when you stand up and speak in front of people, whether you have a business presentation, whether you are communicating to somebody that you want to convince, even at a personal level, if you want to win somebody, maybe your inability to communicate is a reason you are not able to get that woman that you are going to get married to one day. Maybe your inability to communicate is the reason your business is not going well. Now, there are these three elements of rhetorics that Aristotle have indicated, which number one is logos. This one, it says, to do with logical argument. Ask yourself when you stand up, is your argument having context? Do you have factual evidence when you are standing up to speak? Is your argument or is your presentation able to bring out a positive outcome? Then the second element is credibility. Who is speaking? Who is speaking? Because individuals, when you stand up, they always ask this question, who is that guy in front of us? That is why when you are at either at the business presentation, political rallies, at any platform, the program director always makes sure that he or she introduces the person who is going to speak. That is credibility. If you do not have credibility, how do you build credibility? Those are some of the questions that you need to ask. Then the other area is also pathos, which is your ability to to connect with individuals, because there is a difference between somebody who is speaking and somebody who is communicating and connecting with people. There is a very big difference between somebody who is speaking or talking, because before we go deep into business presentation, great speakers, you can talk about it's debatable. You can talk about the late Mandela. You can talk about Martin Luther King. People spoke about, Socrates was known to be a great orator. People talk about, Barack Obama, Oprah Winfrey, and many others. When you talk about, these great orators, what was able to make them beat the best is the ability to communicate with people that they are talking to, because they were not just speaking, however, they were communicating. Now, let's come to business. Ask yourself, which language are you good at, and which language are you willing to communicate in, and how do you get that business deal, and how are you able to convince that investor to invest in your business? Because as I've already indicated, that statistics have indicated that individuals globally, 75% of them, have certain levels of anxieties when they are standing up to speak, because they are scared of what they are going to speak about. They are scared of embarrassing themselves. And a lot of people tried a lot of things. And there are also a lot of myths about, you can't just stand up in front of people. You can't be in front of people. There's always those things which put a lot of us down, which kills a lot of people's dream to say, no, you cannot just stand up and speak like that. That's why some people, when they are given platform to speak, they do a lot of unacceptable things. Some they say, no, they are a little bit scared. They take some thoughts of gene maybe, which you end up embarrassing yourself. But for you to become an effective public speaker, which is part of a lifelong learning, is your ability to prepare and also your ability to know who you are going to talk to. So your ability also to study the environment and also be able to connect with people. Because it won't help anything if you have a very good business idea, then you are presenting it in the wrong platform. It's not good when you have a very good business proposal, but you are presenting it in the language that people do not understand, or you are presenting it in a way that people cannot interpret them. Because we have a lot of educated people academically. Some people, they have acquired a lot of qualifications, enough for 10 people. However, if they stand up and speak, they will not be able to get their message across, because one of the things is which is necessary in public speaking is the ability to connect and simplify what you speak to people. Now, why public speaking and presentation is very important in business? Because whatever business that you are doing, a business person must be a communicator. A business person, a businesswoman or a businessman must be a communicator. Why that? Because business is about selling. Business is about selling. You are selling your product, you are selling your service, and you are also selling yourself. That's why we are saying, from a startup to a successful business person, public speaking must be a must. That's why we are saying, individuals, young people, adults, elders must train or must be able to communicate in the manner that they will be able to win business deals, in the manner that they will be able to influence the communities, in the manner that they will be able also to simplify the quality of the products that they are selling to new customers, potential customers, and investors. Socrates, one of the thinkers, indicated that, a tongue, which is associated with the language, is a beast that is very difficult to control. Because you find a lot of people who can speak when they are sitting, who can speak when they are at a platform, when they are with their friends. But when it's come to an important occasion, to say, now this is your time to market yourself. There's a group of elders here, business people. They are looking for new ideas. Go there and speak for 5 minutes. They won't. You know why? They won't, because they don't prioritize the necessity of public speaking and effective communication. The other thing I have seen in, and that these are some of the things that we were not taught about. The other things I have seen is pitching. When you go to these business incubation centers around town or anywhere that you find business incubation center, there is always money available for young business people to get this money. But what I have seen is not individuals with best products that were able to get these seed capitals. It's not individuals who are speaking fluent English that were able to win this pitching competition. It's not the individuals who went to private school, which I have much respect to, who were taught context, even at an international level, who were able to get this. But individuals who master the art of public speaking, the art of presentation and effective communication. Because there is a difference between talking and communicating. That's why we are saying there is a connection between successful business individual, young and old, and their characters, particularly in terms of communication. Because at the end of the day, it's not how you look, it's how how people remember you, how you communicate with people, and how you touch their lives. Because you can have a very good product, but you are not willing to speak. And the other thing is also about, that we are going to come into after a short break, is proposal presentation or business presentation. We are also going to look at the areas of stakeholders' engagement. We're going to look at the areas of stakeholders' engagement. Why stakeholders' engagement matter? And why and how should an individual, present a business project or business proposal? And how should individual also train? How should individual train themselves how to communicate in the manner that they touch their lives and hearts, in the manner that they able to communicate a story which can be remembered, and also market a product which can also assist people. Dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe, and today we are looking at public presentation and effective communication in business, why it matters to business success, and how should, you know, individual, particularly business operators, entrepreneurs, and, you know, economic drivers should invest in the art of public speaking and presentation for them to achieve the intended goal. Yeah, at this juncture, I'm going to open up the line before we go to a commercial break. I'm going to open up the line so that, you know, individuals can, you know, you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, so that you can come up with your, you know, your questions, you can come up with your contribution, you can critique, and yeah, because the aim is to educate one another.
How do we
Let's go to a commercial break.
Heineken. At Heineken, we use our five-star brewing process to ensure a unique balanced taste for that refreshing first, not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Shiwanasha Namibia. Khamberera omwakarunga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara uri kwanima yesiga. Endera pamwe nethimbo muyuni wo technology. Imonena eimbiro joe mwene kongodhi yoye yopeke pamwe na imba. Imba oteta pamwe oshigwana nokuandja gakaneka onjimbo moshigwana ashihe sha Namibia. Moka epaka imba otamu adhika ehwata lyoonjimbo dhoongeleka dha yooloka. Ngaashi ehangano lya Elsin, omaimburiro lyoshiherero, simaneka karunga lya katolika karoma, lyoshimburu Sang Fortier noongeleka dhimwe. Tudengela nena ngele owa pumbwa omaimbiro gongeleka yoye ga kale ga gwedhwa ko koka epa ka imbako nora hetatu imwe mbari ndatu tano hetatu nora hamano ndatu nenge ututumine o email ko digital@omalaiti.com. Oto vuru ku adha oka epa ka imba ko App Store noko Google Play Store. Imonena imba goye nena.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Ipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewetike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna emi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special angetashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile ko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions and converse with us in studio on 083-288
Omudiha utekirwa kaguna imatina omjo. Chika oshafathana na longeshefa ya ishiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongotisa mwene. Anangeshefa ya Namibia ombito ombwa na wa oronjika. Teitha nina omayaguro nirandithoma yoe yongeshefa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uka kombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimwepo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengera Selma konara hetatu imwe. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano o niari. Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, welcome back to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are looking at the art of public speaking. We are looking at business and, you know, public presentation and communication. Yes, before we go to the, you know, to the areas of proposal presentation or business presentation, I want you to look at some of the African successful business persons. You can take time and go and listen to them, to the way they are speaking. You can look at how they sell their products. You can look at how they touch their hearts and minds. Some of these guys, you know them, you have been looking at them. But the one thing that you need to learn from them is that is their confidence, their tactics and strategies on catching individuals' attention. Look at an individual like Patrice Motsepe, one of the richest black persons in South Africa. There's a guy by the name Vusi Tembekwayo. Most of you have seen him on social media, either TikTok. He's an incredible public speaker. But his speaking did not start yesterday. He's an individual who built his character for a very long time. That's why we are saying, you can't compete with him in terms of the industry that he is. The guy has been invited in all parts of the world. He's a very incredible guy, and one of the best skills that he have is the ability to communicate. And yes, that's why we are saying, as a business persons, let's focus beyond beyond what we do. Let us focus also how our characters are coming out there. And we also need to make sure that we also research or maybe make history. Research in the history of successful business persons. We look at how people communicate, particularly in that environment, how people communicate with different people. Because there was a point we had an argument with some of my friends, and one guy said, "Look, David, every environment requires a different way of behaving, a different way of speaking, and people require a different way of talking to." Because okay, let me pick up the speaker.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Good evening.
Okay. Let me just put off my radio for a while.
Okay.
I'm in my bed now. I'm just thinking about economical inequities.
Come again.
Economical inequities.
Yes.
You are talking about economics.
Yes.
Then you mentioned one particular personality of Ndongo. The Ndongo.
Did I mention the Ndongo?
Oh, you didn't mention that because
yeah.
I thought you said Ndongo. Yashibopio.
No. I talk about Aliko Dangote. There is a guy, Aliko Dangote. So, rich.
Oh.
Yeah.
Me, I thought too.
Yeah.
It's a record thing.
It's a what?
I thought it's recorded.
You thought it's recorded?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Nani is live.
Yeah, it's live.
I was just playing with my friend.
Yeah, but what can you say about the topic that we are discussing today?
The topic of economics.
Yeah, it's economic, and also we are looking at public speaking and business presentation skills
that
we need.
What did you do with economics and public speaking anyway?
Come again?
But what is to do with public speaking in economics?
Yeah, we are looking at how business people can utilize the art of public speaking when they are selling their businesses and also when they are presenting themselves to investors, because communication is one of the skills that business people need.
Our business people in Namibian business, the guys
come again?
Our businessmen in Namibia.
Yeah. Why?
Because we used to help businessmen.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about any particular one with so much business.
Mm.
Because everywhere you go, it's just China shops. We are here.
Yeah.
In Oshakati.
Yeah.
For example, say,
yeah.
Those guys were having a very luxurious businesses are dying off. Like a candle light.
Okay.
It and you know, no, I quit a weapon.
And
in a business, just immediately after independence,
yeah.
And forging forward,
yeah.
No, 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 China shop, China shop, China shop. Where is the competition?
No, I think one of the questions that was asked is also that the area of succession plan, because a lot of black people who own businesses, you know, especially our uncles who are working in Oranyemun and so on, they used to have a lot of money. When they die out, they fail to have a succession plan to say, no, this is where my business partner is going to take over, or this is where my kid is going to take over. That's why when they die, 6 months later...
Wait a minute there.
Yeah.
Can I just put it this way?
Yeah.
Our fathers from the Orange Moon, something like that.
Yeah.
When they were dealing with the diamonds and...
Hello? Hello? Just stand still, ne? Because your phone is cutting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it cutting now?
Now I can hear you.
Okay. You remember our fathers?
Yes.
When they were working for CDM?
Yeah.
They had a very lucrative business of some folks.
To some extent, ne?
It's cutting.
Yes?
Is it cutting?
Yeah, now it's cutting again.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Mm. And it did.
Yeah.
Before independence.
Yeah.
We used to admire these studies working at CDM,
yeah.
Orange Moon, the diamond industry.
Yeah.
No, Kuarandesa. But we didn't know. It was only workers, man. You know, they used to be given food to eat, and then they were paid well by CDM, the bears.
Yeah, but now
I'm talking about economics of Namibia.
Okay,
let us try to
summarize, because we are running out of time, and we also want to maybe finish the content of public speaking in business. Just maybe I hear what you are saying. Just maybe to finalize your point.
Okay, when you brought in that topic,
yeah,
what do you want to say?
Yeah, the topic we are, you know, when you are looking at businesses,
and
you look at the business persons, there are different elements that are needed for a business to succeed. One of them is the ability of a business person to sell himself. Mm. And also the product or service that he's selling, and you cannot sell without the mouth. And what is coming out of your mouth is the art of public speaking. That's why we are saying there is a relationship between successful business people and the way they communicate. Not only.
You are using the word succession.
No, successful.
Or successful.
Yeah, successful business people.
Unango.
Hmm?
Do you have them?
Come again?
Do you have them successful?
Yeah, we have them.
Why are they hiding their illusions and their mansions?
No, there are those who are successful, and there are also those who we need to uplift, because we are not here for successful business people. We are here to uplift those who need upliftment.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, that's why we are saying this platform, we are calling everyone to make sure that they make a contribution, particularly those who are on the ground, so that they can have feathers to come to the boardroom.
Mm-mm.
Yes. Thank you, Ne.
Okay. Mm. But it's a very important question, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. David.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, man. Just tell them how to do and how to do and proceed on through.
Yeah.
Go on with business. Some of us are not, we are not business people.
Okay, okay.
But it's very much important that, you know, you educate.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much. And we always respect the contributor to the context, contributor to the business platform. And one of the things which the caller have mentioned, although not part of public speaking, he mentioned about succession, and that is an ability to pass the baton to somebody who is coming after you have left. Let's go to a commercial break, then we can come and yeah.
Are you ready for a fresh new flavor? Then enjoy the latest addition to the Vintook beer family. Vintook lemon-flavored non-alcoholic beer. It's got the same taste that you love, but now with added lemon flavor to guarantee 100% refreshment in every sip. Now that's 100% real. Head to your nearest store and enjoy the new Vintook lemon-flavored non-alcoholic beer for yourself today. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low, because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Life's all about making real moments. So here's to you for being 100% real. From having conversations on the stoop to the early hours of the morning, to taking pictures for memories, not mentions, to chilling at home with the chummies and saying, of course, they can bring their friend of a friend of a friend. Here's to making everyday moments better by keeping it 100% real. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Yes, dear listeners, the time is, 46 minutes past 1800 hours. You are listening to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe, your favorite business platform. Your favorite radio station, that is Eagle FM. As I said, you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. We continue with our conversation. We are looking at public presentation and effective communication. And one of the mistakes that young business individuals make, because those are the ones who I know, not the successful business, not the individuals who have been in the system for a very long time, the legends in business. One of the mistakes which young business individuals do is that, they become a pessimist and they abandon lifelong learning. They abandon lifelong learning when they start doing well in their businesses. Some of them, they start abandoning education, not formal education. They're abandoning the lifelong learning. Then they start calling others. You know, there's always, it's not a professional conflict. It's a conflict in terms of different earners within the ecosystem, within the economic ecosystem. There's always a conflict between different earners. You have those who are making money through 8 to 5. And you have those business people who are making money. And it's like the fight between those who have formal education and those who don't have formal education. That's a fight which is very difficult to put down, because those who made money through businesses without going to school, they end up calling others, you are a salary boy or whatsoever. And they abandon public speaking because they understand that when they are able to make money, it's already enough for them to to be there in the society, but they fail at a very important element, which is the love for education. And the love for education, I'm saying this with much respect, is not only about academic education, but about learning from others who went through that journey. It's about learning from the best who went through that journey, either through attending workshops, one-on-one learning, through reading about the context, and also through standing up and train with those who know. Because when you look at other people as competitors in terms of people that you can learn from, there is no way you are going to master what you cannot get. Because ask yourself this, and I'm saying this with much respect. Why do you think somebody that it's human nature to underestimate somebody? You know that you can do better than that person. Why do you think a certain individual who is of your age, who is of your, maybe you were born in the same year, you went to the same school, is able to get, to win interviews, is able to win business deals? This person is able to make a lot of friends within a very short period of time. What is special that this person have? What is special that this person have? When you start doing your in-depth analysis, you'll be able to realize that apart from likability, is the art of connecting with people. Different individuals have different ways of doing things, but the art of connecting with people, you cannot connect with people by just being quiet and looking at them, like doing a staring competition. You connect to people by standing up and speak to them, communicate your message. It's not about the better English that you speak, but communication is about making a person understand where you are standing, where you are going, what you want from them. Yeah, that's why we are saying development of characters to business individuals is needed. And let's compare it with public sector. We have public figures in government who you can say they are experienced in politics, in terms of playing politics. They are experienced in terms of, maybe doing what they do. But when it comes to communicating with citizens, when it's coming to, formulating of policies, because policies are being formulated through understanding what you are doing, understanding the people, and communicating to people. But if you cannot communicate to people, how do you get what they want? If people are not understanding you, how do they get what they want? How do you deliver on the policy if you cannot communicate? That's why we are saying character development in terms of public speaking is necessary, and we need individuals, particularly those in the areas of communication, those areas of either public relations, communication, business, governance, different areas. You can't go anywhere if you cannot communicate effectively with people. You can win a business deal. You can't get the love of your life, because some love partners need to be convinced. What do you mean? Where are you standing? Where are you directing a person to? What are some of your aspirations? What is driving you? And for you to achieve those things, you must speak. Now the question that we need to ask ourselves: how do we train young people? How do we train, adults? How do we encourage business people to stand up and speak? How do we encourage this thing of, laughing at another person when you see he or she making mistakes instead of encouraging a person? Because if I can tell you, some of us who were schooling at the village for a very long time, speaking English, although it was encouraged, it was seen as something, particularly looking at the environment where you are coming from, looking at the orientation of a lot of people. When a young kid is speaking English, it's like you don't really belong there. And a lot of people start laughing at you. But at that time, we realized to say, no, it cannot be correct. It cannot be correct when somebody stand up and speak. And another person is laughing. Then we realize even the person who is laughing, but he cannot stand up and speak. And that was one of the disencouragement. But I think nowadays those things have, you know, improved. And you must get me right. Public speaking or public presentation is not only about speaking in an official language, because communication is cutting across all languages. You must be able to speak. You must be able to stand up and speak in front of people, because not all your clients are going to be English speakers. How good are you at your mother tongue? Are you able to stand and convince an adult to buy your products? Are you able to stand up and convince somebody in the language in your mother's tongue? Then this person is able to get your service. How do you read environment of people? Those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves, dear listeners, because the context of today, we are looking at the character of a business individual, particularly in terms of communicating. In terms of communicating, in terms of selling, in terms of engaging stakeholders. Yeah, because a business is not only a business because of a person who is running it. A business has a lot of stakeholders. One of them is clients. Then you have investors. You have clients, you have investors, you have the government, you have the community at large. How do you communicate with those people? How do you engage them? Because you are standing on them. Because if you cannot communicate, you won't last. If you cannot communicate, you will not last, and you will not survive in that game of business. Dear listeners, we have 4 minutes before we come to the end of our program. You are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. You can engage us in the studio, 0883-288-401, 0883-288-401. We are going to a commercial break, then we can come to...
Omudia, utekirwa kaguna, matina, omjo. Chikawa shafasa na nana, nongeshifa, ya ishiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao, ota ingongoti samwene. Anangeshifa ya Namibia, ompito ombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayaguro nirandi thoma yoe, yongeshifa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uka kombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimwepo yomo programa detu. Moambo, dengira seoma, konorahita tuimwe. Ndatu, heari hamano tano, oniari. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Dear listeners, we have 2 minutes before we come to the end of our program today. You are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. Today we were looking at public speaking or public presentation and effective communication in business. Why do we need, to improve on the characters of public speaking and effective communication? We were looking at the three rhetoric elements of Aristotle, which is logos, ethos, and pathos. We say logos is about how your presentation is. Is it a logical presentation? Does your presentation have evidence? Is your presentation having statistics? is your presentation able to, you know, to influence the outcome of your intention? Then you look at ethos. Who is speaking? Did you build your credibility? Are you known for something? Because when you are given a platform to speak, people are going to ask, who is this guy? This guy is David Shombe. Who is David Shombe? What did he do? How do we know him? Is what he going to speak having a content? Or he's just speaking for the sake of speaking? Then the other thing is also pathos, which is element of emotional connection. How do you connect with people? How do you relate with people? Are you speaking like a robot? Or you are a human being who is able to connect with people? Dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment. And do not forget to follow us on Facebook, Eagle FM Namibia. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And yeah, don't forget to download our e-paper, which is the Villager newspaper, coming out Monday, Wednesday. Tomorrow is also coming out on Wednesday and Friday. From me, David Shombe, thank you very much for listening to us. And I will leave you in the good hands of Mr. Fly and Narovanda. I know today is a birthday boy. Yeah, but yeah, thank you very much. And enjoy the rest of your programs.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation.